The market is now too inflated, one experienced security consultant told me. Governments have deep pockets and are basically unable to do what a traditional K&R consultant would do, which is to put up resistance, to claim an inability to pay, to bargain, to try and disincentivize the crime. Such arguments may seem self-serving, but there is evidence to support them. In one case, a New York Times journalist who was captured in Afghanistan in 2008 tried to argue with his captors, who were demanding $25 million and the release of 15 prisoners. He told them they were out of touch. They countered that the French had recently paid $38 million for the release of an aid worker and that an Italian journalist had been ransomed for $15 million and the release of several prisoners. Quickly capitulating to high ransom demands, as some European and Asian governments have done, makes kidnapping more attractive and lucrative around the world. While governments might make the distinction between proscribed and criminal groups, kidnappers don't. And so the markets are inextricably linked. So what should governments do? If the goal is to bring the hostages home safely, while reducing the threat of future kidnapping and minimise the money flowing to terrorist groups, then there are legitimate questions about whether the no concessions policy is achieving the desired result. First, a series of studies carried out in recent years provide little evidence that kidnapping victims are targeted according to nationality. Thus, refusing to pay ransom does not appear to reduce the incidence of the crime, but does greatly increase the likelihood that the victim will be killed. Perversely, in the current environment, it may actually increase the money flowing to terrorists, because kidnappers can execute their British and American hostages, who, because of the no concessions policy, have little value, as means of putting pressure on the European countries that pay multi-million dollar ransoms. This is why the problem must be defined differently and more narrowly. How can Western countries work together not to stop ransom payments to terrorist kidnappers, which is an unattainable goal, but rather to minimise their size? Clearly, the K&R industry has a key role to play.